because of that opportunity looking for. Alhamdulillah, salatu wa salam ala rasulillah, nabina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathira wa ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for the message Allah ta'ala has bestowed on us for making today a possible a reality one for all of us. Today Ramadan being the number 7 day in this month of Ramadan, year 1440 after Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Makkah to Medina. Brothers in Islam, izillahi ta'ala, our morning nasiha, I notice most a time people that ordinarily supposed to remain in the masjid to learn, they quickly rush back to home and go and sleep. Wallahi, you are not helping yourself. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. Today, inshallah Ta'ala, we're going to talk about winning Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala love. Winning His love. You know, secondly, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala told us in many places in the Holy Quran. He talked to us in some places where He says that إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loves those people that are all that are righteous. So inshallah Ta'ala, we're going to dive into 9 righteous deeds that will earn you the virtues of being loved by Allah. 9 qualities that will earn you that particular love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And Allah's love is an ally of Allah, fearing and goodness, justice, kindness, love by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. All these things are embedded in them. Nawafil, questions, purifications, repentance, righteousness, and all those things. They are all things that you need to all of you to know, because it is very, very important in our life. Happiness is insignificant in the absence of love. In absence of love, you will never find happiness, isn't it? When a husband and wife living together as husband and wife, and there is no love between them, will there be happiness? Certainly there won't be happiness amongst them. Therefore, brothers and sisters, when you want to please someone, let him know and make him feel how much you love him or her. This is true in human-to-human relationship. It is also true in our relationship with Allah, but comes in a different approach and different form entirely. How do we know how much Allah loves us? How do we know how much Allah loves us? An easy question with a difficult answer, isn't it? Very, very difficult to answer. How do you know how much Allah loves you? You understand me? Because remember when husband or a man wants to marry a sister or wants to marry a brother, you see them maybe saying, what kind of percentage of love you have in your heart for me? Maybe she'll say 80%, 90%. Or sometimes you'll say 100% when she gets convinced by your attitude and behavior. 100%. I know a man among us here wanted to marry a sister from among us here. At that time, although now they are married, and the sister once say, I don't love him. Why? No, I just don't love him. But you've not given him the chance. Listen to him. Let him hear you. Hear him. What are you going to say? And by the grace of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, she adhered to this advice. She listened to him. And before you know it, she was overtaken by the love he was saying that she doesn't have in her mind. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. So you can see how much love does Allah have for you. It is very difficult to answer, isn't it? Very, very. I am pretty sure you love Allah, isn't it? I'm sure that all of us love Allah. Those of us in the masjid this morning, and maybe those that are not even in the masjid right now, we love Allah, isn't it? Do you love Allah? Do you love Allah? Certainly, I know we all will answer that question. But what is the proof for that? What is the proof for that? That you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, brothers of Islam, I have no doubt that you know deep down in your heart that Allah loves you. I don't have any doubt about it. But what makes you certain about the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So these are the things we want to present to you this morning. The nine righteous deeds that entitle son of Adam to be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. None of these nine deeds is less important than another one, but some lead to others, and the others may not be true. Before we look at the sense of the nine righteous deeds that can end the son of Adam, the virtues of being loved by Allah, let us look at some of the virtues of being loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is virtuous, important, if you are loved by Allah. What is the significance of it, if you are loved by Allah? If today Ismail is loved by Allah, or maybe Ustaz here is loved by Allah, you see these natures and everything different. Because when Allah loves him, Allah Ta'ala not just loving you, he will continuously announcing it to all the inhabitants of the heaven and the earth. Those in the waters, and he will announce to one of the angels, this is my servant, I love him, you love him too. And the angel will continue going around and say, this is a servant of Allah, is loved by Allah, you should also love him. Look at the significance and how it is. There is a hadith reported by Imam al-Bukhari from the narration of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. They say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَالَ مَنْ آدَ لِي وَلِي فَقَدْ أَذَيْتُهُ. That Allah Ta'ala say in this hadith, this is one of the hadith we call Hadith al-Qudusi. Hadith al-Qudusi, it is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that will report the hadith. Report the hadith. Do you understand me? Direct. Allah will communicate with him. He will report the hadith to the ummah. It's Hadith al-Qudusi. But when we say this is hadith, ordinary hadith is a saying, the wording, action, silent approval of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What he does, what he says, and what he approves. This is the hadith that others will report from the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala say, I will declare war against him who shows hostility to any of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala allies. Allah says, you saw what? War. He will engage war with whoever go against a servant that he loves. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. So the most beloved things with which my servant, my slave come to nearer to me is what I enjoy upon him. And my slave keep on coming closer to me through performing nawafil till I love him. And when I love him, I become his sense of hearing with which he hears. La ilaha illallah. A servant becomes closer to Allah. So the extent, the sense in which he used to hear becomes that of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And his sight, his sense of sight with which he sees, and his hands with which he grabs, and his legs with which he works. And if he asks me, I will give him, if he seeks refuge with me, I will protect him and I do not hesitate to do anything as I hesitate to take the soul of a believer. La ilaha illallah. This is Allah communicating to you. Allah is talking to us directly that He will not hesitate to do anything for you when you ask Him. I remember I read from the Salaf. One of the Salaf was walking on the road with his horse, camel, or let me say his horse. And there is this Ainun passing by. When he was passing, you know this Al-Ainun, this evil eye, looked at the camel or the ride, what he was riding, and he fainted immediately. And in the middle of the desert, what did he do? He raised up his hand and asked Allah. The moment he asked Allah, that horse, that camel, rise. And he asked Allah for that particular man with that particular evil eye to be blind, and he's become blind immediately. These are servants of Allah. Brothers and sisters, may Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. And Allah Ta'ala further continue in these hadith that says what? For he hates death and I hate to disappoint him. Allah Ta'ala says. So in Surah Yunus, Allah declare how he cover his ally with equality and inner peace. Above that, he gives for them some good news in this life and the hereafter. Let's take it, you will see it as well. So it's not something that you need to worry yourself. You understand me? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala say, Ala inna awliya Allah لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Allah Ta'ala says, certainly the allies of Allah shall not have fear, nor shall they grieve. No fear for them, no grief for them. Allah Ta'ala further continues, says, الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. Allah Ta'ala says, those who believe and we're fearing Allah, for them there is good news in this life and in the hereafter. No change in this world of Allah, and that is the great attainment that they have attained in their life. So you can see, being that you will never see anything in a not fear, brothers of Islam. When you attain the vices of being loved by Allah, with such a great attainment, you are guided and preserved. You are extraordinary human being. Whenever you talk with that of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You are walking, you are protected. You are seeing things, you are being protected. By who? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Isn't that you are guided? You are protected, you are preserved. What do you ask for every time you stand for prayers? What do you ask? When you ask, Allah Ta'ala say, He's not going to hesitate in answering your question, your supplications. Those are true servants of Allah, but Allah Ta'ala loves them. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Now, brothers and sisters, what are the nine righteous days that end the son of Adam, the virtue of being loved by Allah? What are they? The first is fearing Allah. The first is what? Fearing Allah. Taqwa. Remember this ayah we quoted from the beginning, that Ramadan is enshrined, is prescribed for you and me and every Muslim. At the end, what is the result of the Ramadan fasting? What is the result? Taqwa, isn't it? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you and me will attain piety. You and me will attain piety. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Number one, fearing Allah. The first deed that entitled son of Adam to be loved by Allah is having fear for Allah. This fearing Allah is a prerequisite
for the remaining 8 others good deeds. Once it attains successfully, the rest are likely easily attained, inshallah. It will be attained without any issues. However, brothers of Islam, on the other hand, it is unlikely that one can observe the other 8 qualities without having fear of Allah. Do you understand me? In other words, fearing Allah is the first step towards attaining the virtues of being loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is important for the son of Adam to constantly remember Allah. Remember that fearing Allah safeguards him against the whispering voices and constantly instigations of Iblis Shaitan, and more by so by the soldiers of among men and among jinns. You know, men sometimes, the way they behave, the way that God says, contrary to that teachings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But you will not mind it. You need to be who you are and remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In various instances in the Quran, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala emphasizes His love for those who have feared Him in their heart. In Surah Ali Imran, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in one place that Bala man awfa bi ahadi wa taqa fa inna Allah yuhibbul muttaqin. Allah ta'ala say indeed, Bala, indeed, Allah loves those who honor their covenant and fear Allah, Him. Allah loves the righteous, those who fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala loves them. Whenever you hear yuhibbu, yuhibbu is what? Min ahabba. May Allah ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Fearing Allah isn't like how one may fear someone or something dangerous in your life. In this context of our relationship with Allah, fearing Allah means to observe His commands. Observe His commands and abstain from His prohibitions. Whether we are able to comprehend the wisdom behind what Allah has enjoined on us or not, we must obey it. This is the only way to help yourself and myself. We pray Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Another important thing to note is that fearing Allah does not only remain in the heart. It's definitely reflected in our actions of son of Adam. And it is in the absence of that weakness that overtakes the son of Adam sometimes, and hence he falls into sins and trials and errors. This is something you need to understand and know. It is a duty bound on you, a duty bound on me, to obey Allah's commandment and to distance yourself from whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits you from doing. This is essential to you. If you don't have the fear of Allah, you're having a lot of issues in your life. Brothers and sisters, because of time, inshallah ta'ala, we'll stop at this number one. And inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow, if Allah ta'ala make it easy for us, we'll be talking with regard to the remaining 8, inshallah ta'ala, which is following the Prophet Muhammad is number 2, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After fearing Allah, you obey Allah's commandment, you do what Allah says you should do. The next that follow as number 2 thing you will do to attain that love of Allah is for you to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Allah, Muhammad Rasulullah, Al-Amin, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best among mankind. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. فرجنا عافيه الايمان وان شاء الله تعالى عليكم السلام فرجنا عافيه الايمان كرانكوز بالسيف من الدنيا والاخره سبحانك اللهم بحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته